USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the mostly partisan and politically motivated January 6th Commission is taking to the public airwaves Thursday, a former Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police officer, Michael Fanone, who was injured during January 6th, said on Sunday that he believes most Americans are indifferent. President Biden's administration is considering dropping tariffs on Chinese goods in an effort to combat high record inflation here in the United States. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo confirmed the potential move on Sunday, saying Biden has personally asked the team to look into the issue. Tropical Storm Alex, which became the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season Sunday, headed toward Bermuda after striking Cuba and causing flooding in parts of Florida. It was centered 245 miles west of Bermuda Sunday and is a quick one, heading to the north-northeast at 28 miles per hour. USA Radio News.
It was very important to feel like a company valued me and my family's time, specifically helping get the timeshare company off of our backs.
Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, and all the ways you can. I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. I first heard that John Wesley quote when I was 11 years old in Sunday school. I even have his words displayed at all of our offices to give our employees the same purpose I have when fighting to get clients out of a fraudulent timeshare.
If you were not satisfied with other companies, look directly to Wesley Financial and they will help you.
I promise we'll do all the good we can every single day. That's why I guarantee we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-843-1313. 800-843-1313. 800-843-1313.